this is Ann Venino. Welcome to Soundbites. I'm glad you are here. This soundbite is one of my power stories, Michael and the Flying Horse. In this mythical story, Michael finds the passion he needs to follow his dream. Enjoy. Michael and the Flying Horse. Michael rolls out from under a car, wrench in hand. He looks around the auto body shop and daydreams about next Saturday's race. Suddenly, he is brought back by the voice of his boss, asking him what's up. Michael quickly recovers and discusses the source of the car's transmission trouble. All of Michael's leisure time and extra money goes into his race car. Weekends, he is on the racing circuit. He loves the preparation, traveling to neighboring towns, and the thrill of the race. He has had several wins and is proud of his accomplishments. Of one thing he is sure, he wants racing to be a bigger part of his life. Michael has a dream to go professional on the racing circuit, but to do that is a huge leap. He will need sponsors, a crew, promotion, and time. Michael cannot see a way to do it. Michael doesn't think that life can be magical. One night, after winning a race, Michael is having a beer with his friend and mentor, Mel. Mel tells him that with his talent, he should move to the next level in racing. Mel is a retired race car mechanic who has seen the top of the racing profession. He tells Michael that the main ingredient for success is passion. Michael certainly has a passion for cars, but can he be passionate about doing what it takes to make his dreams a reality? Michael tells Mel that going professional is not possible. He has the passion for racing, but where would he get the funding or the business know-how to proceed? Michael cannot see a way to do it. Michael's dreams are being buried before he even starts following them. One day, Michael is daydreaming again at work. He looks up at an antique gas station sign with a red flying horse logo. He hears a voice coming from the sign. The voice says,
I am a flying horse. Follow your dreams, Michael. Magic does exist.
Michael thinks he is losing his mind. The voice is gone. Michael decides to give it a try. He prepares a press packet with the help of the local newspaper that has been following his racing for years. He and Mel create a budget for the funding he will need. At his next race, he approaches advertisers and tells them of his plans. Some are excited and agree to give him a few thousand dollars, but the sponsorships he gets are not near enough to take him where he wants to go. See, Michael thinks, it's not possible. I tried. Michael doesn't think that life can be magical. Months later, returning from a weekend race, Michael is at a gas station in the middle of nowhere. He sees a flying horse sign and remembers what he heard. He wonders if life really can be magical. At that moment, he turns and sees a man looking at his race car. It is the owner of a major national race team. He asks Michael several questions about racing. He saw Michael win the race and believes he has talent. He gives Michael his card and asks him to call him next week about a possible sponsorship. Michael can't believe what is happening. Can his dream be coming true? He is so excited. He looks up at the red flying horse sign. Yes, life can be magical, he thinks, if you have the passion to follow your dreams. The end. Thanks to Hermano Venino, producer of this soundbite, and to Gautama for the music that accompanies it, freemusicarchive.org, story protected by copyright.